When you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood that the traces fasten onto?
The cross tree.
Okay, what was that like?
Well, it was a piece of hard wood, very strong, with fastened just in the middle so it could work on the axis in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And you hooked
the traces
to it,
mm-hmm.
to each end of it.
Do you ever hear another name for that?
Beside cross tree?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What about single tree?
Well, I think that you're right, because if you had one horse, it was a cross, it was a single tree. But mm-hmm. if you had two horses, it was a cross tree.
Oh, I see. So mm-hmm. the cross tree was mm-hmm. just the piece of the single trees.
I think I'm correct, mm-hmm. man.
And say if you wanted to chop a log, an egg-shaped frame that you could set the log in, you'd call that the...
Saws. Do you mean the saws?
Well, the egg-shaped frame. Is that what you call
it? We call it saws.
Okay. What did you call the A-shaped frames? The carpenters would use. They need two of them, you know.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do, but I'm trying to think. What do we call it? I said saw Hollis. I can't remember.
And you strain your hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you say you were going to
brush my hair.
And you sharpen a straight razor using a leather
strop.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
A whetstone.
And a bigger tool?
Grindstone.
And what you'd put in a pistol would be a
bullet.
Or another name for that?
A shell.
Or
cartridge.
And something that children would play, you take a board and anchor it in the
seesaw.
Huh?
Seesaw.
And if you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were
seesawing.
And you could take a board and fix it in the middle and it'd spin around and around.
Merry-go-round, and also there was another one we called volador.
A what?
Volador.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, the volador was the piece that went across was on top of a high pole with seats hanging below it on a rope, and you ran around and centrifugal force threw you out. That was a volador.
What kind of name is that? Is that, you don't know where about that name?
No, but I believe it's like Scandinavian.
And do you ever hear of taking a board and fixing it down at both ends, and children would get in the middle and jump up and down?
Well, of course I've heard of the modern trampoline, but I don't remember an old one.
Do you ever hear of joggling board?
Never did.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a
swing.
And what would you carry coal in?
Scuttle.
And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
Chimney. Stovepipe.
Okay. And that fits into the?
Into the chimney.
And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy, you could move them in a
wheelbarrow.
And the thing people drive nowadays is called a
car.
Any other names for car?
Well, of course, some people say automobile. We always say car.
And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
grease it.
You say yesterday he
greased his car.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your
they
hands
were greasy.
And say if your door hinge was squeaking, you could put a few drops of
oil.
And what did people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene, and it was often called coal oil.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
I have, yeah.
How would they do that?